What is up?
Hello. Hi, welcome back to A Double-Sided Story. I'm Lilia.
I'm Eleanor. And this is Double-Sided Story. We really need to, like, script that. No,
not
but
now, though.
It's yeah, exactly. It's funny if we leave it there. Anyway, this is Double-Sided Story. We are two besties who discuss a different thing each month.
And now we're no longer living together. Woo! Insert sound effect here.
What did you say?
I might try to find one. I said no longer living.
Oh, yes, exactly. This is our first episode filmed from 1, 2, 3.
College!
That was embarrassing. Okay. Neither of us really wanted to talk about college just yet, so we're talking about style.
Specifically, shade buttoning, homecoming, and prom dresses, because I could rant about this for so long. Oh my god. Anyway.
Okay. I'm putting 2022 homecoming dresses into my search.
Okay, no, because I just keep getting the ads from, like, Windsor and Dillard's, and don't get me wrong, I have shopped both of those places. Any place we mention, one, not sponsored if we're talking good about it. We are not also shading the entire business as a whole. We are talking about current trends, which are not decided by the business. Please do not take this out on us, businesses. You are just following the current trend.
Okay, are we discussing 2023 homecoming trends? Like, what's coming up? Because that feels kind of regressive to high school, but
I was gonna say I think trends while we were in high school is the best way to go.
Right. Okay.
Fluffy dresses, and I don't mean like tulle, like poof dresses, because I love those. I'm a ball gown girly. I mean like dresses with like lots of feather or fringe. I feel like I was seeing a ton of those the past couple of years.
And do you dislike them?
Yeah. I mean, some of it can be done tastefully, but I think of. Like, I saw this one girl that had, like, a full black, just all black, feather fringe dress, the entire thing. And it was, like, so fluffy. Like, I'm not sure she could put her arms all the way down. And it was just, like, choices.
Okay, Tatiana. I'm aware this is, like, a prom dress trend that I'm talking about. But did you ever see prom pictures where it would be a sea of muted colors of soft greens and soft blacks and, you know, soft pink? Mm-hmm. And then there'd be one random hot pink or bright yellow?
Yeah.
What is that? What's the deal with that?
Not coordinating. All yes, the same vibes.
Yes, but it's like, I don't know. I always feel like, because it's something I see in every single, like, well, not every single one, but a lot of prom pictures.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm not saying they're ugly, necessarily. It's just a weird trend.
Yeah. You know what prom dress trend I hate, hated, still hate, despise?
What up?
The whole straight dress, solid color, maybe there's a slit in the leg, square neck spaghetti strap shit. Like, I swear that was all the rage last year. And one, you need to look very specific for that to work.
You are shade buttoning me.
Don't get me wrong, anyone can wear anything. It is about what makes you feel comfortable. And then also, it's boring. I'm sorry. Like, you styled it. You had, like, you had a whole thing going that year. Like, I was, but in general, I find it so boring. I like having some flair in my prom dress. How often do you get to wear, like, a really fancy dress like that?
Exactly.
Why would you go with a literal slit?
That is my thoughts, is like, you are going to have a lot of other opportunities to wear those. And it's like, come on, go a little crazy for your dress. I also just, in general, do not like the muted color trend. Not because I think it's ugly, but because I don't like it, and there's like no colorful stuff out there.
Oh yeah, that's a whole disclaimer here of, it's not that we think you are, like, wrong for wearing this. This is all just our personal opinions.
Except we might.
There's no harsh judgment if you do these things. It's just personal opinion.
Two-piece
prom dresses and short homecoming dresses.
I know, I just wanted you to
Sorry, not short homecoming. Long homecoming dresses. Short homecoming dresses are fine.
That's what you're supposed to do.
That's how you look normal. And because it's always, like, the baby freshman. Like, I see a senior show up in the long homecoming dress. I'm just like, okay. But, like, I see a freshman show up in a long homecoming dress. I'm just like, oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's
because, like, the freshman doesn't know. The senior knows and is trying to be the center of attention.
This conversation feels so much like we peaked in high school.
Oh, absolutely it does.
I'm trying to do less high school content later on.
Yes, but considering all three of our listeners are still in high school, they'll live.
Oh, jump off. Content consumers.
Content consumers, I'm sorry. I did not mean to do that.
But
I've not been paying attention to them besides like my painted sneakers. That's what I know everyone keeps complimenting me on.
They're so artsy.
For also, those who do not see me in person, my painted sneakers are literally sneakers that I got paint on them. This was not like an intentional thing, but everyone's like, you got those custom? Like, how much were they? I'm like, $10, and I wore them to my job at a paint place. Sorry, continue. Yes, talk about your trends.
I want Converse. Espadrilles, I don't like those.
What are those again?
They're the ones with, like, the woven bottoms. No, I don't think you did.
Okay. I might have to Google those, because I'm not sure I know what you mean. Hold on, what are they like called?
Espadrilles.
Oh, yeah, I 100% did have something like that for graduation. But they were red on top.
No, I mean, like, the white ones.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fair.
And also, I just think that they're... because I actually do have a pair of espadrilles, and I like them. It just requires the right vibe. Yeah. A lot of people don't meet that vibe. Okay, I have another thing shoe-related. Kitten heels.
Ew.
Put them mm-hmm. away. No, you're a big girl or a boy. This is a me thing. This is not an I hate the trend thing. Heels that don't have a strap around the ankle.
Yeah.
Or at least something over the foot. Because that's a me thing, because I can't wear those.
Yeah. No, that's fair. Because that's the thing about the stuff that you're like, oh, I can't wear that. Well, it's just a me thing. It's not like a hating the trend thing. I mean, it kind of is, though, only because when it's stuff that you physically can't wear because of that, it's stupid of the trend to be like that. Like, that's kind of a... I'm not sure what I'm saying anymore. I'm really tired, guys. Gotta be so real.
College weekend!
Homesickness.
Oh.
Also, waking up at 7 this morning to do a full face and hair, Jesus Christ, never again.
For what? Why did you do that?
Tryouts.
Oh.
You gotta come in game day hair and makeup.
Well, then that's your fault.
Yeah. I pulled a muscle and didn't make the team. Surprise, guys, I'm not a D1 athlete. LMAO.
We really struggled to make an episode not about college.
Okay, I'm gonna assume we're gonna cut off that.
I feel okay, but it's like, yeah, it's a big change, and I feel like it's gonna be hard to not talk about.
Yeah, so this whole college transition thing is kind of why we're talking about high school stuff, like the prom dress and homecoming trends. Also, because you still get all the ads for it, and college transitions really hard, and so we needed something really lighthearted and happy to talk about. Next episode will probably be some yeah
and I think we're both still kind of adjusting at this point. Well, we should be. Yeah. I mean, I've been here a week and you've been here a few days.
Anyway, prom dresses, let's talk about like doing general things. Feather dresses
can be good, can also be terrible.
Hate them. Like, I've seen a couple that, like, I'm like, okay, you made that work.
For my senior prom, one of my runner-up dresses, the ones I almost picked, had feathers.
Yeah. I could never.
Again, I think very specific time and place, but definitely possible.
Sequins. Let's talk about, like, full sequin dresses. And this is for prom or homecoming for most of these that we're talking about. Okay, like, full sequin dresses, I'm like, you know, if you can pull off the disco ball, you... be a disco ball. Like, they sound so itchy to me. But if if that's what you want, girly, you do that. You deserve to sparkle like that. On the other hand, like, the sequin design ones, not for me.
Oh, design? Yeah. No, not me either. Actually, when I went prom dress shopping this past year for senior year, my mom picked one like that out for me, and she was like, this is my favorite I picked for you, and I'm like, okay, mama.
Sparkly fabric, not sequin.
I did it senior year.
I love it. Like, assuming that this fabric texture isn't bad, because, like, that's just personal wearing things. Like, I need my dress to be comfortable. both of my dresses, like senior and junior prom, were like super comfy. My homecoming dresses mostly still super comfy. Like I don't put on, I'm not going to put on stuff that's going to be uncomfortable. I'm not going to put on stuff that like I can't dance in, at least somewhat. Like, you know, any nice dress I feel like has some limits to motion, because let's be real, I don't torture myself.
I really like that I did the polar opposite things for both my proms. I just think that's very me, you know, my bipolar self.
I mean, you do that, boo. Corset back versus zip up versus open.
Love them all. However, the zipper should be hidden decently well.
I like corset, mostly.
I like it, too. And I love backless, but also my senior prom one, which is the most beautiful thing my hands have ever touched, had a zipper. I was literally just talking to my friend about this last night. Like, I love that dress so much.
It was a good dress. I love my my junior prom dress. That's how I feel about it. I'm just
like, girl, you gave Jessica Rabbit.
I look so good, dude. Ooh, okay, so I might have tickets to go to this like book ball thing at the Library of Congress. Trying to get one of our friends to come up for the night to like come to the ball with me, because it's a lottery. It's free tickets, but it's, you gotta enter the lottery for them. And so I entered for 2 tickets just in case, because I wasn't gonna go alone, and I doubt anyone else here is going, or anyone else that I know here is going. It's a better way to phrase it. And so I was just like, you know, if I get these tickets, you should come. But then I'm also trying to figure out what my outfit would be if I get these tickets, because I got to dress up as a book character. And I was like, I could have my friend bring one of my ball gowns up. And I feel like that's easy enough to find a book character, because basically one of any my fantasy ball novel gowns ever. Sorry.
Okay, one of my ball gowns. I asked my friend if she could bring up one of my ball gowns.
Do you have a problem with how I've chosen to live my life?
How many you got, girl? Do you have them labeled like Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday?
Okay, I don't have a ball gown for Sundays. Everyone knows you go with the straight dress for, or a line at least, like not a ball gown for Sundays. Come on now. That's a joke. I don't actually have that many ball gowns. Okay. I have a couple. We all know, y'all have met me.
I have a totally reasonable amount of ball gowns.
Anyways,
I do not own excessive ball gowns.
Bestie, you can't talk. Your prom dress senior year also technically counts as a ball gown.
Yeah, I know, and I just figured that out like recently, because I was Googling it because I felt like it, because I love it. By the way, the dress that I had in every color except the one that was mine, so mid.
No, that's fair. I can see that.
Because like, it was in like a hot pink, like a sky blue, and a lavender.
I feel like lavender could be pretty.
It was all right. It wasn't anywhere near the gold. But the other two were just, ugh.
Oh, anyway, the reason why I brought up the book character thing is just because I was like, I mean, if I had the friend who might be coming up for that, if I get the tickets, bring me my junior prom dress, I honestly could get away with doing like a Jessica Rabbit kind of thing. I guess that's not technically book. Or if I did my senior year prom dress, I could probably be like some like villain in something. I'll have to figure that out. Anyway,
you back go to trends. Nerd school.
We literally, our old mascot was the Wonk.
That's so specific. What?
I make so much sense for my school too.
Nerd school.
God, I go to nerd school.
I had another thing to say about your nerd school. It was really funny, but I forgot.
People who don't know me IRL, figure out what school I'm going to. I dare you.
Holy shit, I just totally forgot what was going on.
What do you mean? You good?
Well, we were talking about American nerd school.
It's because we were also talking about me trying to find dresses for my ball.
Right.
Okay, back to trends. Ball gowns versus like, I don't know what the word for it, because it's not straight, because straight is like
a specific
style of
no way.
Ball gowns versus not ball gowns. That's how I'm gonna call it.
Do you mean like the mermaid ones?
Any non ball gown. Ball gown versus any not fluffy versus not fluffy.
I think it's like sun and lightning, you know. Okay, so the sun is the not ball gowns, which can be hot generally, and lightning is the ball gown that is much hotter, but just for seconds. What I'm saying is it really depends on the ball gown.
Yeah, no, that's fair. You know I'm a ball gown girly, as seen by our earlier comment about have my friend bring up one of my ball gowns. I love them. They're just so pretty. They're so fluffy, and you feel like a princess. And sometimes you deserve to feel like a princess, you know? Am I being laughed at right now?
No, that was just breathing. I am just like, we're thinking about being like little kids again.
No, like that's when I Friday night, I was going to services. And so I got all dressed up and I put on my dress I had for the Barbie movie, which is like this really cute, like 50s style A-line halter neck. Super cute. I love it. And I put that on and I put on like my light brown boots because it was raining and I didn't want to wear open toed. And I put the, and so I went over to services and then I went to a jazz night dressed like that. And I was just like, I got so many compliments on my dress and it just felt so good. And sometimes you deserve to feel good. And I know you shouldn't rely on external validation to feel good, but everyone still wants external validation sometimes.
You shouldn't not rely on it. You just shouldn't totally rely on it.
Yeah.
It's a similar story, but in the other direction. I was headed to a mandatory meeting a few mornings ago. And I just barely got up. I put on a sweatshirt and I went to the meeting in like the huge arena, sat there in my pajamas. That's my style trends this year.
Yeah. Can you tell one of us is at a large school and one of us is at a small school?
Hey, that'll be an interesting topic a little down the line.
Comparing, yeah.
Has it like clicked in your brain that we're in college?
Not at all.
Me either. I literally...
You finish your thing because I have another style trends thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been here for so long and my brain's still like, it's summer camp. I'm not
it's a
actually...
week. That's summer camp length. I'm not you gotta actually... get past summer camp length.
Summer camp can be just a week. Come on, I want to like realize it so I can get out of the shock period. Okay, style?
Okay, style trends? Can we talk about college style trends for a minute? Ooh, scary. Why is every day I've seen like 10 plus people wearing a freaking overall thing? I keep seeing people in overalls. It has been like overalls with a white shirt underneath and one side of the overalls not hooked. That has been like, I've seen it everywhere.
I don't think that's everywhere.
Everywhere at my school.
Yeah, exactly. Nerds.
Okay. There's like two different types of people to me. I shouldn't say people. I'll go with freshmen. I've mostly been around freshmen. So the people who, like, you know, have some nice, like, sundresses, summery clothes, fun outfits, you know, not super dressed up, but, like, cute enough, going out, meeting people kind of thing. And then there's the people who seem to only ever wear the free t-shirts you've gotten during welcome week.
Girl, you know I take every one of those I can get.
No, you take them. It's like, did you bring another shirt with you at all? Like, yeah. Yeah, no, of course I wear my, my new shirts and stuff, but, like, also wear some other shit.
At my school, it's all athleisure and jorts.
Lot of jorts here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm literally wearing jorts right now, so.
I'm wearing long pants and a sweatshirt.
Wait, is it cold in your room?
No, it's hot as balls outside, and my room is 74. However, I'm also depressed.
Felt. Anyway, low-rise jeans.
Ugh.
Because they are coming back.
No, fine. If you can pull them off, you do you. You know, I'm
most
not going to
Most people can't.
And I don't want them to come back. Why do we want most people to look bad? I'm a high-waisted girly.
I don't have that, so I need a high-waisted to stick around.
Or at least not become, like, bad. It's like, you know, for a while it was like, people would, like, look down on low-rise, and it's like, you know, I'm saying for a while. Still do. We literally are right now. But it's like, I just needed not to become, like, judged for people to still wear high-waisted, because if that happens, I'm just literally gonna implode.
Or just say, fuck them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't tend to judge people that harshly on, like, that kind of stuff. Stuff that's, like, inappropriate for the setting is mostly what I judge. There's no point where it's like, oh, this is a high-rise-only setting. You can't wear low-rise jeans.
You can't sit with us. Oh, what do we think about the like really funky, mostly up with lots of like barrettes haircuts?
You know, they certainly do exist.
Me too. I fully agree.
If that's what you're doing, bestie, that's what you're doing.
Have fun. You have fun with that. More for you. We are such bitches.
Oh yeah. This whole episode is to just to be shady because I love Welcome Week. I love how friendly everyone's being. It's been super great. You know, everyone's super nice. Except everyone's super nice. You don't know each other well enough to be shady yet. Although, one of my current people I've been hanging out with, friends, you know, she and I have kind of been like shading other people. Also, it is so fun to me to like rehash all of the old high school drama with your new college friends, because it's like they don't know the other people,
but they will really
certainly, they will, I haven't talk them with you
really gotten into that with mine yet, but I don't know, I've kind of been a recluse these first few days, so
My one friend and I, like, we went out last night, get our minds off the whole being at college thing. Mm-hmm. And so, while we're out, though, like, I don't even remember how it came up, but I was, like, telling her about, like, freaking, like, old theater drama. Just because, I mean, I could.
I haven't really gotten into the drama, but I've obviously talked to them. But I'm like, I have a whole new play I can just dish, you know? Haha, no. I didn't even mean to make that pun.
Yeah. No, but I get it. It's
a whole new play I like... can just dish. There's the title.
Okay, no, has it just been me, or have you been, like, hungry all the time since getting to campus?
Yes.
Dude, I swear, I was like, I'm gonna have the freshman 15. Like, what? Like, I've never.
It's probably a little bit of nerves.
Yeah, nerves, stress, and the fact that I was like, literally doing a whole ton of workout this morning. So like, oh, but I have snacks in my dorm. At least, okay, one of my hallmates keeps eating my candy corn. I don't think she's gonna listen to this. If she's listening to this, hi. And why are you eating my candy corn?
Leave her candy corn alone.
My chair at my desk is not comfy enough for reading.
Oh, that sucks. I actually really like my whole setup. I think it's pretty well done. Leaves me with just enough space. But you have a big ass dorm.
It is not that much bigger than yours.
Yes, the pictures
are making it look bigger. What is the dimensions of yours?
Why would I know that off the top of my head? I can Google it, though.
Oh, I was going to say I'm Googling mine, too. To be fair, I can't really talk because I also have a corner dorm. It's 15 by 9.
15 by 9?
Yeah.
Mine's 12.5 by 11.5. But listen, it does not feel like that because we have the closets and the bathroom that are taking up a decent amount of that.
Yeah, we have a built-in shelf all on one wall that takes up part of ours. But we don't have a bathroom in ours. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we really... Do you want to just talk about college?
Yeah.
We can discuss, like, normal stuff, all right?
Yeah, no, it's, I'm saying yeah, because it's, like, I don't think we're gonna stop talking about it, so.
One thing I did on a whim in college, I went stargazing with about 5 minutes' notice. We didn't see any stars because it was cloudy, but we just ended up kind of sitting at one random dance party.
This sounds really fun.
It was
fun. I feel like I haven't had that yet. I haven't had, like, fun, impulsive college adventures. And I went to the dining hall last night. I brought my freaking Subway to the dining hall last night. That's where I was at. I'd gone to Subway, and then I met up with a group, and then I ended up at the dining hall. That's how that happened. Oh, my God. How many dining halls do you have on campus?
Four? I don't know. I should know that. But
four, like, actual halls?
I think so. Maybe three.
Yeah, so we have one. It's called TDR. Stands for Terrace Dining Room and or The Dining Room.
That's funny. That building must be huge, though.
Not really. I mean, it's the entire bottom floor of a building. And that, but also keep in mind how small my school is.
True. Well, you're talking like it's so small. It's a little less than half the size of mine.
Yeah.
Honey, I almost went to an 800-person all-girls school. So,
I'm tired.
But what's fun stuff you've done in college? Tell us fun stuff you did in college.
We went to the zoo yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
As like a welcome week thing?
No, we just went to the zoo.
I know you did a concert.
Oh, right. I went to go see Ghost. They were very ghosty. One of our content consumers, if she's actually listening, which she rarely actually does, is very jealous.
Shade button.
But she doesn't even hear me shade buttoning her because she's not listening.
Secret shade button. Have people at your school told you you talk funny yet?
No. But also keep in mind, my school is like, I don't think it's closer to where we're from as much as it's closer to the coast.
And also, I feel like there's a lot of differing accents there.
Yeah.
Well, I've been getting in a lot. I was like, what I've had said is 70% Southern and 30% Valley Girl.
They might be right. I don't know.
Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's neither. I think it's just a thing. My friends haven't seen me get real tired yet, so they haven't heard the whole, like, Dolly Parton.
Yeah. This one becomes Dolly Parton when she's tired. Like, voice-wise.
Yeah, listen, sometimes Jolene, you get real tired, Jolene, and you're half asleep, Jolene, and then you gotta start cursing Jolene's name. You start working 9-to-5 if you get real tired.
Working 9-to-5.
My dad was singing that while he was helping me move in. I have no idea why.
That's really sweet. My mom and I were singing "Man, I Feel Like a Woman."
That makes so much sense for you guys.
Let's go.
Sorry, I am also playing Slither.io.
Oh god, no! This one got hooked again.
Like, okay, I get fidgety, and I'm in my dorm room, and so I can't, like, there's not much to do up here, except for read and play Slither. And so I'm playing Slither, because I can, and someone just stole the little, I don't know what they're called, the sparkles. I literally killed someone, and then someone else swooped in, and just stole my kill. Real mad about that. Anyway.
I know you've hung out with your sweet mates, but what about your hall mates? Have you checked them out yet?
I don't have sweet mates.
Oh. Well, my hall mates are awesome.
Yeah. No, I know most of the people on my floor because I'm in the university college, is what it's called. It's an LLC. And if you don't know what that is, it's basically where you're like all taking a class together and you all live together. So that way you can kind of, it creates like a little bit of like community. You all have common interests kind of thing. In cohort H. And we're all taking art-based classes generally. Like they're all vaguely artistic. They're all seminars. The one I'm in specifically is called Words of Wonder. It's about fantasy writing. And I'm super excited for that. Have that on Tuesday.
Oh yeah, you haven't had classes yet.
Nope.
Oh my god.
But anyway. So all of the people in my hall, we all kind of know each other already, though. But if you're on, if you're on my floor, you're all gonna have like classes together or like activities together as like co-curriculars. So you get to know everyone basically on your floor like that.
We kind of did that too, just not very effectively. We kind of had to find each other. Oh, there's one funny thing that happened to me in college. There's been many, but this is the one I thought of. So I'm in this one anthropology class. I signed it up because it sounds awesome. It's about like ancient history and I love that. And I'm pretty interested in anthropology. I walk in, she starts explaining how it's actually more of an archaeology class. And I'm like reeling because I'm like, did I somehow accidentally take archaeology? And I'm like, I guess I did.
Sometimes those archaeologists, they just trick you.
No, yeah, literally. My mom warned me about people tricking me with drugs. I'm worried about being tricked by archaeologists.
Archaeologists?
I'm an archaeologist. Archaeologist.
I'm sorry. I normally don't try not to like make fun of words. I just archaeologist.
I'm an archaeologist. I mean, I guess like I am now by taking the class.
I was gonna say, is that when you're like apologizing for Noah's Ark?
Oh, I was thinking Ark like rainbow.
What? So you support gay people now? God.
Not here. No. No way.
No, they're the worst. I hate gay people. I'm not gonna post that on the internet. That is a joke.
I was about to say you have
cut that.
I was about to say you have two ways to go with this now. Either come out or take that out.
Both. I'm gay and that is a joke. I feel like at this point I've basically said where I go and I don't really care because I feel very safe on campus and I don't think anyone's stalking me on the internet, and three people listen to this podcast. So I think we're okay. But anyway, people here at legitimately call it gay you.
Well, isn't that kind of a fact?
Yeah.
I wanna know
the stats of like what percent is actually like LGBTQ in some form, because like not everyone is gonna like put it on their but I mean like I want to know reality, not just what they have. Like,
well, I can still compare it to mine. I'm just gonna Google how gay is American university.
How so gay that they give you a pride sticker when you get into the school.
Okay, yeah, I can't find the stat, but I'm positive it's more than mine, like percentage-wise.
Yeah. What percentage of AU is LGBTQ+? Is that...
I just Googled... Well, first I Googled LGBTQ percentage at American University, and then after that I just Googled how gay is American University.
What came up, just out of curiosity?
A Unigo article about what is the stereotype of students at American University?
We're gay.
Is this stereotype accurate?
Yes. I swear I've seen three people with their natural hair color since I've been here.
Oh my god.
What?
On the article, there's someone, because it's like where these students can comment on different stereotypes about them. This one lady says, American University is known by the other private schools in Washington, D.C. as being over-homosexualized. I would say this stereotype is not only wrong, it's discriminative and portrays prejudices. I think American University gets this stereotype because of the loud voice, it says load, but it means loud, loud voice of many of its students who advocate equal rights for all members of the LGBTI society. I don't even know what she's saying.
I don't know.
Is she like you're being heterophobic?
I think she's saying, she's like, we're not gay just because we are advocating equal rights. Like, no, we are advocating equal rights. We're just also gay.
Yeah, can you not be both? Oh my god, y'all are so small-minded.
No.
I wonder what my school...
No, because even the people from, like, Connecticut here are like, oh, JMU, that's a party school.
Ugh. JMUS? No, I'm not gonna... I'll cut it, actually. But you need to hear this.
Yeah.
JMU has the most STDs of any of the colleges in Virginia.
It sounds like a you problem.
That the girls are beautiful, the guys are rich snobs. It is full of hot girls.
Are you full of hot girls?
I wish.
Oh my god, did you see where our dear friend who went to Bama, sorry, I was about to say her name, not gonna say that, but our friend, did you see
which one she joined?
Which one she got into? Top 5 sororities in the country.
And also has a million racist scandals. It's literally, like, everywhere. Just, they're all in, like, one place. And I don't know. I could never, ever, ever do the sorority life. You'd have to pay me.
No. Joke's on you. You actually have to pay so much money to be in a sorority. I'm sorry. It's insane to me the amount that sorority, like, that people pay just to go to a sorority. Okay,
it's buying your friends is what it is.
Yeah. Okay, the most just out of touch I heard someone say, this was actually at our high school, this is not... Okay, so I go to a bougie-ass college, and I went to a fancy expensive private school for high school. So you hear some wild shit. Yeah, my parents don't want me to get a job when I'm in college because they're worried I'm not going to be focused on studies. And so I have to get them to pay for my sorority dues now. Like, yeah. First of all, just, you know, the fact that, like, your parents are telling you specifically don't work a job. Like, exactly. Okay. And then also my parents are going to pay for my sorority dues. Like,
right? It's so weird. The dues, the, like, I don't know, the songs they do, the recruitment videos. It's very culty.
The hazing. I realize they're like, hazing's technically banned, but you know they still do it.
And I'm kind of under the impression, just by what I have seen this weekend, that the hazing problem is definitely worse with frats.
No, that's fair.
Yeah. College is weird, man. I wish I could admit to myself that I'm actually here.
Yeah. No, me too. I get it. It's like, you know, I'm sitting in my room right now in my little area with my clock and all my stuff, and it took so long to get it all here. And I still feel exactly. Like it's gonna be gone, and part of me is like, I want it to be gone because I want to go back, but I know I can't, and that nothing's gonna go back, and that's just, it's a weird, weird feeling.
Word.
Thank you. My headphone fell, hold on.
No, but I'm fully...
Okay, we back. What's happening?
I'm fully with you on that feeling. I think that, I don't know. I feel weird about, like, how much fun I've been having in the last week or so. Like, this is not how I expected to feel at all, but, like, I know I'm in shock. Like, it's gonna get bad soon. I think we're gonna keep the style part into this and just lead in it, getting sidetracked into college talk. Because I literally say at the beginning, like, we don't want to talk about college.
Yeah.
That's funny and, like, real.
Yeah, I'm really, like, you know, I'm really good about, like, keeping most of this in. So what I was gonna say was that no one tells you, this is the one thing no one tells you about the start of college, which is how freaking touch-starved you get. And I know this is stupid because it's been a week. Yeah, you shut up. You shut up. But it's like, at least here, it's been like, I'm a very, very, like, touchy person with my friends when I'm comfortable with them. Like, I have to be super comfortable with them. And even then, it has to be, like, the right times. But I mean, like, I'll lean on their laps and stuff, like, a lot. Like,
yeah.
And it's not just me having to be comfortable with them. It's like, I gotta know that they're comfortable with me doing that. I'm not gonna just do that to a random stranger without consent. It is
totally weird, like... Well, obviously, I know some people now. I would consider myself to have a few friends. It's still just, like, nothing is familiar.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I dislike it. Yeah. I don't know. Because growing up where we did, there was always lots of buildings around. And, like, I don't know. It was kind of claustrophobic. And here, it's not like that. Well, and I don't think I realized it until I got here.
It's really funny because the buildings here are actually shorter. Even though it's a bigger city.
I wonder why.
No, the reason why the buildings are shorter here is because nothing can be taller than the Capitol building. You gotta be able to see the White House and the Capitol building and the Washington Monument. You gotta be able to see them all. You can't have buildings taller than them.
Hold a second. Holy shit. You're what? In the same city as Joe Biden. Like, all the time.
Yeah.
What the hell? I'm jealous. No, I'm just kidding.
I didn't see him. You would be jealous.
For a long time, you did live in basically the same city as Joe Biden. Now you live with a different Joe Biden. My name in her phone is Joe Biden, and it has been for years.
Yeah, one of my friends here saw that contact because they're like, "Who are you texting? Like, what's happening?" And they just look over, and just like, "Joe Biden." Oh,
that makes it better. Wait, what is my profile
pic? It's still the Larry the Cucumber.
Oh my god. She's like, you're texting Joe Biden?
Oh, apparently my friends, okay, so they all went to a volleyball game this afternoon. I am not there because I am at home, home being the dorm, but I didn't have the energy for it today. But apparently they're all sitting in the row directly behind our mascot, Claude the Eagle. I just keep getting pictures of the back of Claude's head.
Did you remember what I was talking to you about with the shrimp?
No, I have no idea what you mean about the shrimp.
We were in the car. We were in the car coming back from Ulta, and I just had the radio on. And he said, like, giant shrimp.
Scampi! Scampi!
Yes!
Oh my god!
We switched on the radio. And the first thing we really heard was, and their mascot is a giant shrimp named Scampi. We just both lose it. And I think it's so funny imagining what was going through your head before you realized what I was talking about.
No, I had no idea. Oh my god, I found a picture of Scampi the Shrimp.
You did?
Okay, it's a minor league baseball team. I don't know what team. Jacksonville. Okay, here, I'm going to send you a picture of Scampi.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, go Google him. Go Google him.
Is he cute?
No.
Oh my god. He looks like a dino nugget dipped in Pepto-Bismol. But I do think we should be wrapping it up right about now.
Oh. Oh, wow. I did not realize how long we've been here. But that's, I guess, us being shady and us also being in college. Double topic!
Woo! Yeah, exactly. Double point.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna wrap this up.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you enjoyed whatever this was. We're all a little frazzled with moving, so I guess this fits.
Yeah, maybe this episode will speak to your soul.